My name is Victoria Roner. I am 16 years old. Today is 11:25, and I'm speaking with Angel Roner, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Vestavia, Alabama. What was your childhood like?
My childhood was very happy. I grew up with my mom and dad and two younger sisters, Miranda and Heather. I was the oldest by 5 years, and we lived in a small town of 10,000 people named West Point, Mississippi. Both sets of my grandparents lived nearby. We spent every weekend with both sets of grandparents. We went to church all together. We had lunch together. We spent the weekends together and did everything together. We were very happy.
What was it like being a female in the 70s?
My mother was very progressive. She valued education and equal rights for women. So I never knew of a time when I couldn't achieve the same thing that men were achieving. So I always assumed I would go to college and get whatever job I wanted because my mom was very progressive.
Did you work any jobs growing up?
I've worked since I was 14 years old. I started off working at a pharmacy as an assistant and a cashier. I also worked at a dance studio, and I worked as a lifeguard. And I worked as a shopkeeper in a little gift shop in town.
Was it difficult working and going to school?
I went to school every day from 8 to 3, and then I went to my jobs after school, usually either one to two jobs between 3 and 7 p.m., and then I went home and did my homework.
During your time, the Cold War was going on. How did that affect you?
During the Cold War, we always thought that we might be attacked, and so we really cherished every moment because we didn't know how long our lives would last. We always felt the threat of nuclear war. We didn't feel like there was any protection from it, and so we felt like our lives were limited.
What was technology like when you were younger?
There was very little technology until I was in my high school years. So in the late 80s, maybe around 85, 86, we started having computer classes at school where we were taught how to use a word processor on computers.
Describe to me what a word processor is.
A word processor was using the computer to type papers. There was no autocorrect, but it was something to use instead of a typewriter.
Would you ever want to go back to that time when there was less technology?
Definitely. I really miss the times before social media.
What did you do for fun?
My friends and I would hang out at each other's houses. We would drive around and visit with friends. We would hang out at the local swimming pool, and we would go to the local lakes.
What family tradition did you cherish the most?
I feel very lucky that I grew up in a family that cherished travel. So we traveled every single school break. We traveled to the local lakes. We traveled to all of the states in the United States except for Alaska and Hawaii. We traveled to Disney World and the mountains, and we spent time together just traveling.
Do you have a favorite destination that y'all went to?
I mean, of course, our favorite place to go was Disney World. We went every year of my life growing up.
Do you have any special memories from times traveling?
My special memories of our times traveling were traveling with my grandparents because eventually, my grandfather, who developed multiple sclerosis, was unable to travel with us. So I really cherish the memories of him being able to travel with us early on.
What was school like when you were growing up?
I went to a school in my small hometown, and so our school had very small class sizes. We had maybe 30 people total in our grade, and so each class had maybe 15 or 16 people in it. So it was very one-on-one. The teachers were very focused on each student, very small class sizes.
Was there any diversity?
There was very little diversity in our town, just because of the size of the town.
Growing up in Mississippi, were people very discriminatory towards African Americans?
In Mississippi in the 70s, people were very discriminatory toward African Americans. Kids were sent to private schools, and that was really just another form of segregation because the private schools were primarily for white students only.
When did this end, if you know?
The segregation of the schools via kids being sent to private schools probably did not end until the early 90s in Mississippi.
Did you go to private school?
I went to private school because my grandparents insisted on that.
What was the popular attire for girls during the 70s?
In the 70s, girls wore athletic shorts and t-shirts. They wore tube socks or athletic socks and tennis shoes or running shoes. They wore ponytails and earrings. That was primarily the attire.
What about during the 80s?
In the 80s, girls wore lots of bright colors, lots of neons, leg warmers, lots of vests, cowboy boots, lots of fringe, lots of jewelry.
Do you like how we dress now, or do you prefer how it was back then?
I prefer how we dress now because in the 70s and 80s, girls dressed more with lots more bling, lots more provocatively. I feel like girls now dress more to suit their own tastes.
Tell me about your happiest memory.
My happiest memory is traveling with my family. Every single school break, we traveled somewhere, whether it be the mountains or Disney World or just anywhere out west. We always traveled, and those are my happiest memories. Going camping with my family, traveling with my family to just different destinations. We never stayed home during school breaks. We always traveled.
What was a typical camping trip like?
It depended on the year. When we were traveling, when I was growing up, some years my parents would have a camper and we would travel and sleep in the camper. And some years we would travel and sleep in tents. And so it just depended on what phase my parents were in. But some of my funnest memories, I think, are traveling with my parents and camping in very primitive campgrounds where we camped in tents, helping my dad pitch the tent while my younger siblings slept in the car, sleeping in sleeping bags, bathing in the local bathhouses at the campgrounds. The primitive camping are probably some of my very best memories. Playing on the playgrounds there, swimming in the swimming pools there, taking our bikes and going on adventures, hiking. But the primitive camping trips are probably some of my favorite memories.
What would y'all do for food on the camping trips?
On our camping trips and on really every vacation that I took with my parents and my sisters, we never ate out in restaurants. We always ate out of our cooler, or my mother cooked using a camping stove or over the fire. We never stayed in hotels. We never ate in restaurants. My parents always cooked using, the grocery store, the cooler, the camp stove, things like that. So it was very primitive, and I mean, it's great memories.
How long would these camping trips usually last?
When we went camping, it was during a school break. So over Christmas, we would maybe go camping for 2 weeks at a time. Over spring break, maybe a week at a time. In the summers, we would usually go camping for at least a month at a time. So we would usually go out west and travel maybe the entire Pacific coast from Washington State to South California and then back to Mississippi. So it depended on the school break, but the longest trips that we took were generally 3 or 4 weeks.
Did you have a favorite spot that y'all went and camped at?
My favorite place to go camping was in Wyoming at Yellowstone National Park. We loved going camping there because it was really cool, and the temperatures were very temperate during the day and really cool at night. And we generally saw the same people every summer. So even though we would, go camping different places throughout the year, in the summer, we would generally go back to Wyoming every year where we would run into the same childhood friends.
How did you feel when 9/11 happened?
When 9/11 happened, I had a 1-year-old baby, and I had another baby on the way, and my husband was working out of town, and I was at work, and we were talking to a customer, and the customer suddenly looked at his BlackBerry and said that a plane had run into one of the World Trade Center towers. And we all thought maybe it was just an accident. And so we went back to the lounge that we have at our office and turned on the TV, and we saw that another plane had run into another World Trade Center tower. And my 1-year-old son was visiting his grandparents at that time out of town. And very quickly we realized that this was a terrorist attack, and we all became very, very scared. And we continued to work that day. We saw all of our patients. We worked until 5 o'clock, and then we all went home and watched the TV, because by that time we realized that the terrorists had also attacked the Pentagon and had attempted to attack the Capitol. And so we were all glued to the TV all night long for days. And we were all terrified because we didn't know what was going to happen. We were just shaky and terrified. And I can still feel it to this day, how terrified we were.
Did people go into work the next day?
We all went to work that week, but we were just terrified. We had the TV on all the time, and we were just waiting for the next thing to happen. We just couldn't believe that we'd been attacked like this. This is the first time something like this had happened since, Pearl Harbor. And so we, people my age had never really experienced anything like this happening in the United States, a direct attack like this. And so we were just very, very scared. I can still feel it to this day. I mean, every time 9/11 rolls around, every memorial that I visit, I still feel the same terror.
To change it to a more happier topic, what type of music did you listen to growing up?
When I was growing up, my mom and dad loved music, and so we listened to a lot of rock. Listened to a lot of Beatles, Rolling Stones. As I grew up into the 80s, we listened to a lot of the rock bands like Bon Jovi and Guns N' Roses, things like that.
Did you ever go see a concert?
The first concert that I ever went to see was at Mississippi State University, and it was Bon Jovi when I was 16 years old. I went with my boyfriend at the time, whose name was Philip, and We went with a group of people, and it was one of the best nights of my life.
Who inspired you the most growing up?
My mother inspired me the most growing up because my mother grew up at a time when women did not typically go to college or have a career. And so she got married straight out of high school and had me when she was still a teenager. But she always wanted to go to college. So she went to college even when I was a baby. I remember her going to college and studying art, and I used to help her with her projects. And so she always wanted me to grow up and go to college before I got married. And so she inspired me to get good grades and get a scholarship so I could go to college and get my education.
How is the world different today than when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, women were not really expected to go to work and go to college. And so it was a little unusual for me to do that after high school. About half of my friends did not go to college or did not go to work after they went to college. They got married and just stayed home. And so nowadays, all girls seem to go to college and have a career and also have a family. And so that's different from when I was growing up.
All right. Any advice you would offer this generation?
My advice to this generation is to cherish your education, value your education, to focus on education, to try to disregard social media as much as possible, to try to fast from social media whenever they can, and to cherish education.
All right. Thank you very much.